healing and teaching and sharing and organizing. They needed rest. But Jesus saw the crowd's need for food and a place to rest. And so to fulfill the needs of the huge crowd, Jesus used the generosity of a child, the tremulous insight of one of his disciples that there might be enough food to do something with, and he used his own generosity and kindness. All the people, the whole crowd, they were all filled to overflowing, we might say, and when they collected all the leftover food, there were baskets left over to share. However, the crowd didn't see this action in the way that Jesus meant it. The people in the crowd made a mistake. They tried to take Jesus by force to make him their earthly king. Jesus knew that that honor was not God's will for him. So he went away where he could not be found. Jesus corrected the crowd's expectations, and in doing so, he remained faithful to God's call, God's will for him, even though that action eventually led to his death. Jesus showed us what God's faithfulness to us means. Later on in the day, Jesus went out to find his disciples because there was a storm coming on a treacherous lake. The disciples were terrified. At this moment, even when they were least aware of it, God was with them, loving them, helping them to find peace, even in their terror. They all reached their destination safely. Whether that destination was a physical place or a spiritual destination of a wonderful sense of peace with Jesus. In each of these events, Jesus teaches us that we can trust God always to love us more deeply than we could ever ask or imagine. We share our acceptance of God's love with people of many different faith expressions. And we need to keep considering what that love means. How do we act in response to God's love? Are we free to say, well, God, we know that you love us, and so, what difference does it make how we live? Are we free to say that? Or are we free to say, doesn't matter what our desires are because we know we're loved? That was what King David did. I wonder, you know, in the climate of our country and the world, what are the consequences of hatred? Can we hate and yet still act lovingly? What would that be like? How do we share God's love in ways that make a difference, that are God's will? How does God react when we do not love? How does eternal life fit into God's love? And how does God react when we wonder where God might be? How often do we hear ourselves and people around us saying, where was God when whatever happened in the world that makes us think that, wonder that, when it happens? And how does God react to that? Surely there are consequences to our actions that impinge upon other people's well-being, as well as our own. What happens when we don't care that we may have sinned? How do we know what it means to discern God's will in any situation, or even for our own lives? As you can hear, I have many questions about faith. And I think about our own faith and other people's faith, our shared faith. And when I really wonder, and it takes me usually a long time to come around to it, I rely on Micah's words, which I've noticed posted around this building. What does the Lord require of you but to seek justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God? We try to develop our own responses to God's love, and we rely on our communities to help us in that aspect of our lives, to support us in our searching. And so, may God bless us in that work of searching and seeking and listening. May God bless us in that work of our lives. Amen.